Boy, I think talking about Richard McClanahan made you relax more than ever.
Oh, yeah?
That's the most relaxed version I ever heard of that. It's beautiful. Yeah,
McClanahan, you see, if you could relax so much, you fall right off the piano on the floor, if you really relax.
Oh, but that's after you've had some little.
But you have to find a medium middle ground in there somewhere. That's total relaxation.
Yeah, I guess
you just
so.
Roll over.
Yeah, but you could never do that because you wouldn't be bored with your playing. You know, you have to stay upright to it.
No, so you have to have some tension in order just to sound the note. You have to. You can't be 100% relaxed. But
oh no.
To find that point of relaxation where that balance of tension and relaxation.
And
which
also,
you want in piano playing.
Like when you're playing a concert, I don't know. I always get nervous, no matter how many of them I play. I always get a little bit nervous, but if you can keep you cool and be relaxed and let the nervousness kind of work for you instead of. Mm-hmm. I mean, don't you feel a little nervous
if
you're going to play a big concert?
Oh, it's very helpful, yes.
Well, what do you do? Do you think about these things? You think about how to relax you know, do you go through any kind of mental process before you sit down so that you don't just, you know, like I've thought about screaming and running away. I've been so scared of things. Of course, I never have.
Well, I sort of remind myself of some important things I have to sort of watch in my playing. That things I've learned from making records and hearing myself as a listener here. I remind myself that don't get so nervous that you rush the tempo, because if you start rushing the tempo, you destroy the rhythm that gets away from you. And that's a very tangible thing you can hold on to get your mind going so you're not so nervous. When you got something to really pay attention to, then you can get into your playing and overcome, you know, the nervousness. But incidentally, when I was teaching at Juilliard years ago, this question came up in one of my classes because the students were saying the nervousness is such a serious problem. You can play so well, and yet when the time comes to play, if you're nervous, it takes away 60% of your ability.
How well I know.
And Dean Wedge was the dean of the school in those days, and he happened to be in when we were having that discussion. And so I asked him if he had any suggestions for the students about how the problem of nervousness in performing. And he said, there's no answer that you're no good if you're not nervous. See, all the good people are nervous.
Well, I agree
that's
with
why
that.
He left it.
I agree with that to a point that you have to have some nervousness, but just to not let it get you. I mean, I think people that say, oh, I'm never nervous, I think they're either telling a fib or else they're not going to give a real,
as Wes says, they're no good.
A performance with any depth to it,
yeah,
because
right.
They're not. In a way, a little nervousness helps, but not too much.
I find consistent playing helps a lot. Playing every day, keeps that nervousness under control. But if I go 2 weeks and don't play, and then try to play in public, I'm very nervous.
Well,
if I play every single day and keep right at it, that's a great help.
Well, it looks to me as if you're going to keep playing every single day for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
What do you have planned for the future, and what do you think about the future of jazz? I mean, where do you think the music is going to go?
I don't know.
I
really don't.
I don't know. I love it all. I'm just wide open.
I'm not fond of the fusion of rock music and jazz. A lot of the talented players are doing that. But I could. I couldn't criticize them by any means, but I wouldn't listen to it myself.
Yeah.
Through calculations and computers and trends and fads and gimmicks and selling and advertising, jazz can't ever be harnessed by those forces.
I'll tell you what, you could
once they get it and turn it into that, jazz emerges from another direction.
Well, I'll bet you could never run Flying Home through the computer. Or if you did, what would you come out with?
Well,
we don't have to worry about that because we're not going to do it. But it would be fun to play without the computer.
Yeah, why don't we just...
Huh?
Let's just play it then.
Okay. You start and I'll just follow.